Sometimes I regret meeting you after what you put me through. Summer's passing by and you're not here, wishing you were somewhere near. Ooh, why did you leave me alone again? Ooh, why not come back and stay here with me forever? Even just for a day, I don't care what you say, I'll be okay. Even just for a day, we'll have it your way, it'll be okay for me. I know I broke your heart, that's why we drifted.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
We are
Spotlight on SAC.
SOS. Welcome, everyone, to our second episode. My name is Min Young.
My name is Samuel.
We are working as board members, exactly campus directors of SAC. SAC campus of CCSAI. That's our introduction. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed the opening music. This is the More Sisters. Okay, please welcome More Sisters.
Woo!
Hello, I'm Mole Sister Jenny. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah, the song called...
It's an original by myself called For a Day. And it was written by myself.
Yeah, it was totally great songs. Mm-hmm. Then there is actually the first performance. No, it's not first. Maybe this is the first recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we already performed the song at Transject before in December.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, this is our kind of officially first recording. Okay, hopefully you guys enjoyed. Thank you, Jenny.
No problem.
Okay, the next section
mm-hmm.
of my chart is about CCSAI.
Mm-hmm.
Sam.
So the CCSAI has a lot of interesting things happening within the next couple of weeks. So first off, we have lots of events, including karaoke jam and others that you'll hear about. Of course, Min Young has some things lined up, but something big is happening. And it's taking place by this time of the recording. We're currently on Thursday, but next Tuesday, on the February 21st, we'll be having two votes. The first voting is for elections, so people will get to vote for the candidate that they would like to see in public office. So that means after April, we will actually not be on this podcast because hopefully somebody else is taking over for us. But that will be completely up to the members of the Story Arts Center and every campus in Centennial College. Now, with that vote, there is also going to be another ballot. That ballot is for the health plan referendum. Now, CCSAI already has a health plan. The thing about the health plan, though, is it's a bit limited. And not a bit. It's really limited. To the point that we don't have things like vision care, dental care, or even the option to opt out of the health plan. So this time, we now have a proposed health plan. in which we have other services that we want to incorporate along with the health plan. But this can only be executed if, and I've heard some special experts say this, that we would probably need about 1,000 students to vote yes to the health plan. And that's only if, you know, people agree to the health plan. Now, we're not here to encourage you to say yes. It's a great health plan that we believe can be beneficial for students to come. But we also recognize that the student vote matters. So if this proposed plan is not enough, we do need everybody's voice. We do need everybody to say what they feel about it. So whether you're there to vote yes or whether you're there to vote no, your vote does matter on February 21st. So that's what's happening with the CCSAI events, specifically at SAC. I know that Progress, Morningside, all those campuses have their stuff, but SAC, we're doing a lot of great stuff as well. So that's the update from CCSAI.
Okay. And then the other important thing is, as you guys know, karaoke is coming. It's happening.
The sequel.
Yeah. Number it's happening two. On February. I mean, it's not favorite. yeah, that is my favorite. It's happening on February 24th, noon, 12 o'clock to 2 p.m. at cafeteria. Mm-hmm. There will be some percussions, for example, djembe, tambourines, and shaker, and then also karaoke machine. So all you guys are invited. Please just feel free to come, sing with us, and then play with us. It's gonna be awesome, awesome event. And then please just come and just stress out, scream, and then dance and enjoy. Okay, Sam, mm-hmm. I guess it's time to interview.
It's time to interview one of our advertising students who are about to enter inside of the recording studio. So let's get over to that interview now.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. So as promised, we do have some people to interview. And this episode is special because it's from my own program, the Advertising and Marketing Communications Management Program. And today we have a couple of people to interview, but first we would like to introduce Fernando.
Hello.
Fernando is the same year as me, so we're in the year two of the program. Fernando, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, one of our questions is, what brought you to the advertising program?
Just to get into advertising, mm-hmm. or like the specific program.
Mm-hmm.
What got me into advertising was probably the only thing I could really see myself doing, like not a regular 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
Considering like to this program, it was the internship, longer internship compared to other programs.
Okay. And is there a stream that you prefer right now?
I'm 100% gonna go into the creative stream to become a copywriter.
Now, why creative?
Cause media, I'm not really good with. I don't like numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind working with them, but I can't see myself doing that for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was either between accounts or creative, but I feel like I can do better in creative.
And how do you feel about the program? Is it teaching you the things that you really wanted to know beforehand?
In some courses, yeah. In some other courses, I felt like I already knew this stuff or I could learn this stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I guess it's a pretty good course to get into what you want to get into.
All right, perfect. Well, that's the questions that we have for you. Thank you so much, Fernando.
No problem.
On to our next guest. Hello, everyone. So as promised, we have another person to interview, and her name is Justine.
Hello.
How are you feeling, Justine?
I'm feeling good, thank you. And you, Samuel?
I'm feeling very good. So our first question, what is it that brought you to the advertising program?
Like to Centennial specifically?
Absolutely.
Okay. I remember when I was in high school, there was a bunch of colleges that came, and there was something about the booth at Centennial that really just resonated with me. And from talking to some of the alum that came there, I knew that Centennial was definitely a place that I wanted to be for advertising. Yeah.
So you've chosen your stream, I assume?
Yes, I am planning on going into the creative stream, and I want to go towards like art directing.
So why creative? What draws you to creative?
Well, I know like I've always been interested in just like graphic design, but I really did like advertising, so I thought this would be a good way to combine the two of them. And yeah, like accounts or media, they just never really seemed like they would be for me. And even in school, I've noticed it, because when it comes to assignments, even the ones for like accounts or media, I would dread doing them. Whereas the creative ones, they could be due in like 3 months, right, and I'll already be starting it right away.
Now, there might be some people watching who they're future students of Centennial College. Do you perhaps have any advice for them coming inside of the program, or even any program within Centennial College at all?
I would probably say to give this place a chance, because I know even now some people, they always ask me like, oh, where do you go again? I forgot, because like, people forget that this place exists, especially the Story Arts campus. Right. Whenever I say I go to Centennial, they're like, oh my goodness, Scarborough? And I'm like, sorry, not Scarborough. But yeah, definitely just like, lots of people don't know we exist, I feel like, but we're here, and I feel like they should just come and hang out, because it's really fun here.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Justine.
Thank you.
And now to Doyen. Hello, Doyen.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm sleepy.
You're sleepy?
Yeah, but I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you. We so appreciate it. Is it because of the assignments, busy life?
Yes.
So, what is it that brought you to the advertising program?
I like the art and I like design stuff. So, actually, I applied like three colleges, three different colleges and three different programs.
Oh, wow.
But I like the advertising program because there's like brief, like creative brief, and like we have to solve a problem. I think that's attractive for me. Yeah.
And I assume you just talked about creative a little bit. I assume creative is your stream.
Yep.
Why?
Why? Because it's fun. It's fun. Like, you know, you can tell the people like stupid idea, and the people laugh, and they're like, "No, it's not. You're not doing this. Bring me something else." Or you know, like I like that part. Like speaking my idea, and then like I like the media too. But I think it's kind of boring. Because you know, just looking at the number, not thinking that stupid thing. Or like clever or whatever, yeah.
So being at Centennial, what does it feel like to be international? Is it, does it feel different than it would at home?
I don't know about the other campus. Like, because Centennial has like few campus, like Progress, Morningside. Like Estonby and Centennial Story Arts Center, but like I like the Story Arts Center because it's really small and
community like.
Yes, so it's like you feel really like home, and then you kind of know everyone. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Awesome. And final question: is there anybody, anything rather, that you would say to somebody that's coming into Centennial, perhaps? Maybe they're international, maybe they're domestic, who knows, but they're coming into the program. Is there something that you would share with them as?
I'm going to say, like, yeah, you have to be here, like, because everyone want to help you, like, not only English, like, personal problem, especially our professor. Like, our professors are really concerning how they, like, personal life, like part-time job, and other assignments, like future career. I think that's really good.
Thank you so much, Doyen.
Thank you.
So that is the end of our show today. But before we go, this is the segment that you've been waiting for. This is the studio version of Karaoke Jam, an event that we told you late, early on in this podcast. And we have a special guest. Her name is La Fanta, and she will be performing with Min Young. So let's give it up for them both as they sing a song for us today.
Come take my hand, I won't let you go. I'll be your friend, I will love you so deeply. I'll be the one to kiss you at night. I will love you until the end of time. I'll be your baby and promise not to let you go. Love you like crazy, say you'll never let me go. 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 Baby, come and get up on it. Show me that you really want it. I want to be the one to love you, baby. Let's go. Oh, oh. I want to provide the loving that you're giving. I am friend is in the lover. Can you let me love you from your head to toe? Oh, oh. Boy, come to me. Let me turn your rain into sun. You don't have to worry, baby. I promise I set your heart free. And my love into your soul. You go, I go, we go. That's all she wrote. Say you, say you. Nah, never say you, say you. Nah, never say you, say you. Nah, never say you, say you.
Woo!
Thank you.
As I said, that was the studio version of Karaoke Jam number 2.
Karaoke Jam!
Thank you, everybody, for listening to SOS Spotlight on SAC. We'll see you next time.